Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to the Triforce Podcast. The first one for Christmas.
Just play this one.
The second one for Christmas. So welcome back, everyone. That's it. We're doing it. It's Triforce
it's
live, guys.
Yeah, it's live.
So normally when we record Triforce, it's early in the morning for all of us, right?
It feels early in the morning right now, though.
Yeah, I guess that's early these days. It's pretty late, really. I will have already been up for 3 hours by the time we start.
So. I struggled to get there on time.
I've noticed.
Pyrian started setting his alarm for 10:05?
10 past 10, because I figure it never starts at 10.
So wait, what do you do? Do you go home and have a nap before? Like after? Because it's a Thursday, right? You take your kids to school, come home.
I sit around for an hour waiting for Lewis to message and say, can't make it today, lads. I have to get a coffee. And then I think, oh, we are doing it. I just check. 9 a.m. WhatsApp. Are we on for Triforce today?
We've done it consistently for months now, and you're still surprised every day.
I am.
And you disturbed the Triforce podcast last week with an alarm. I was very offended.
I don't know why.
An offensive alarm.
It just goes do 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 something, some alarm. Do Triforce podcast.
It's interrupting the professionalism of the Triforce podcast. I get that. David Attenborough would not fucking rock up to record. By the way, I heard that he does record locally at the studios. I heard this week. And he says...
He's on location. I just watched Dynasties and he's like... Unless that's a really good green screen, he is there, standing in front of a Jeep.
The voiceover, is on location
the voiceover
as well.
He doesn't do the voiceover spot.
He's on the Savannah. They just have a boom mic and he just says... I'm literally here on the Serengeti, you know, the classic Attenborough line.
But he always makes you feel bad, though, right? Because he's always like, he always has some comment about how humans are so terrible and like treating these animals
badly. He said he was reining that back in.
Did he?
He said the problem is like the one of the most powerful episodes from the Blue Planet 2 series was when they showed like a fucking turtle fighting with a carrier bag, right? Like, it's not a great look for the ocean and for plastic and stuff. So he was like, it was an important message, but you can't have a documentary that people watch where you're literally going, here's a zebra. And by the way, it's now going to be killed and eaten by this poacher, you know, and then its balls are going to be sold to China. So he was like, we can't just do that.
It's political correctness gone mad.
No, I think he's
we
just
can't
saying...
represent
he's
that
just saying
carrier bag
much.
That bad. That carrier bag has got as much respect for us as the turtle. We should treat it equally.
This is a good point.
Exactly. So David Attenborough rocks up at the studio in Bristol and he has a pint of milk.
Okay.
A full pint of whole milk.
That's for the throaty, growly.
Exactly. It is. It's to get him all soft. And he goes in there and he apparently does the whole thing in one take in like an hour. He's like the most professional guy ever.
What a fucking absolute boy. Doesn't do nothing.
And he's like 90 something years old.
He's a national treasure,
He is the definition of a national treasure.
Yeah.
Like if you had to say, what's a national treasure? You'd say, well, like David Attenborough. Yeah. I mean, you never hear anyone saying, oh, David Attenborough's a piece of shit.
I guess he's a bit like Bruce Forsyth in the sense that he probably won't retire. He'll just pass away.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
In the middle of filming a documentary. And
exactly.
It'd be pretty sad. But
he'll be like, fucking, I'm here in the Serengeti again.
And something's not right.
Pass me that glass of whole milk.
God,
I just need some more milk, and I'll get through it.
Poor Dave.
I'm here in A&E. I've just suffered crippling heart attack.
Mild stroke.
I'm here on my deathbed.
What you can't see, minuscule MRSA bugs crawling through my body, destroying everything. Poor DA.
Poor fucking DA. DA, yeah, poor
DA.
Poor DA.
Why is he called that?
Well, Darkwing Duck was called DD, and what was that? DW. Who was DW? No, DW was another duck. That they called him, DW, but I can't remember what duck it was now. Let me just get on.
How many ducks were there?
A lot of ducks. You got your Daffy, you got your Scrooge McDuck, you got your Darkwing Duck.
Dave Wellington. No, it's not. Dave Wellington.
Dave Wellington, yeah.
That was my personal trainer. Yeah, yeah.
D W Duck.
He was
called him a
right bad thing.
Darkwing Duck. Oh wait, maybe that's. Oh yeah, Darkwing Duck. They called him DW because of Dark Wing and not DD. Darkwing Duck.
That makes sense.
Should have been DD, but yeah, no, it was DW.
His real name's Drake Mallard.
Darkwing Duck.
What a great name.
Well, look, now I've got a new house. Is a quite sort of Arthur Morganish looking. So, ranch.
For those of you who are listening to the podcast, we're doing this live, actually. And
I would do a podcast.
Steve has
there.
Set us up with backgrounds reminiscent of our actual, you know, normal sort of surroundings. Because it's a bit strange not having your comfy natural surroundings. Mm. You know, the dad garage,
live and direct from the old west.
So what's your like routine for normal Triforce podcast recording? Right, do you have a cup? Do you have a cup of tea with you? Do you have like
no
anything supplied?
You know what? I was talking to my wife about this the other day, and she was like, "Oh, I cleaned your keyboard the other day." And I was like, "Oh my god, really?" She's like, "Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad." And I was like, "Oh yeah, no, I guess it wouldn't be because I'd never eat food near my computer.
Right.
I used to always when it was in the house, but now it's in the. I never take food out there, so I don't have like any grimy hands.
That's a good point."
To befoul my computer keyboard with, so it's pretty clean.
Holy spotless. Shit! Well, that's not what we expected from that.
No, I know
at all.
Yeah,
I get like, a big glass of water and that's it. That's all I have. Big glass of water.
Not a pint of milk.
No.
You get those like I remember when I used to play WoW and I used to eat Cheetos at my keyboard.
You were the literal Cheeto fingers.
And I had like those congealed horseshoe shapes of like Cheeto cheese.
That was actually
like,
you. You were
key.
One of those guys.
No, not really.
Oh.
But
I'm here in Sips's garage. Looking at all of the tiny animals crawling across his keyboard.
Yeah.
There's a cheetah on the side of a pack of cheetahs.
Bit of congealed Cheeto cheese.
There is a tiger on the side of this box of Frosties.
The Tony Tigers are a dying breed. Did you know Tony Tiger? There was a lot of furries went mad for Tony Tiger. I was reading about this. And he became like their thing. So right. They'd sort of tweet at him all these kind of vile fantasies about what they wanted Tony Tiger to do to them. And the Frosties people were not down with this. But the Cheeto Cheetah was cool with it. And he was sort of like, it was a whole back and forth between
the Tony the Tiger, well. I had a dream last night that I shit all over your chest and then I had sex with you in your mouth. And
exactly. That's
did you
literally
write these
what
tweets?
It was.
Yeah, it was, that was at the forefront of that movement, yeah.
Holy shit, all these fucking other stuff as well. Like, there's what about Coco Monkey, the Coco Pops character? I mean, Jesus, was anyone to him? He's like a ottery kind of.
He's too fucking annoying.
He's too similar to a human being
he's
for
way
furries,
too annoying.
I mean, he's like.
I see.
We share too much DNA.
So a furry wouldn't want to be a gorilla?
I've never seen monkeys.
Or a
it
monkey,
all seems to be wolves.
They're too close.
Shit,
it's always wolves, yeah.
It's always wolves because you've got to have that little furry tail. A monkey's tail is kind of prehensile and a bit creepy. I've never seen a furry dressed as a monkey. I'll
no.
be honest with you.
They tend to dress up as birds or foxes in my experience.
Birds. And cats is a big one.
Cats, yeah.
Yeah, and like, cats. Like grooming themselves and stuff. I've seen that.
But their costumes are always very sort of big and elaborate.
They're always very clean.
You'd imagine they're like probably sweaty.
Very well turned out.
Sweaty in there for like sexual reasons, but also it's probably just really hot.
They wear nappies.
Yeah.
And when you're walking around wearing a nappy, they call it crinkling, which is because the crinkly noise the nappies make. I watched a video about it.
Crinkling.
Yeah.
Is that like an ASMR thing? Like the diaper crinkler?
So they try and normalize things that aren't really
No, they just have,
normal.
They just, I don't think they're normalizing it. That's why they have conventions where
but
they
But that's what it is though, isn't it? It's like doing something like wearing a nappy. Like it's like taking it to it's like, oh, okay. Oh, it's just taking it one step too far, isn't it? Don't you know what I mean? Like,
it's a fetish.
I'm okay
it's
with the fursuits,
fetish, isn't it?
But I'm not really okay with them wearing nappies in the fursuits. Well, that's
it's
another.
Gross. It's all
it's
gross.
Another level of disgusting, and it's too much for me.
How dark? Like, how deep down the well can they dive?
I mean, how much worse can it be? You know, like what
furry them?
Yeah, like I mean, already like wearing a nappy in a fursuit is already to me like getting into a multiple. It's crossing over into like that baby fetish, you know, where you're like dressing up as a baby
and pooping your pants.
Yeah,
I feel like it, once you've gone down that road, the road that they've gone
everything's
down,
game.
It's just you know who cares? You've already committed.
It's just
to a
an
lifestyle.
open meadow.
Yeah, it's
of,
literally
of
anything goes, and everybody else is like, yay! It's terrible.
They're,
but the internet,
the wild animals here. Are
can you
in
imagine
fact
if David Attenborough is there?
People dressed up as Ant.
Fucking furry runs past him. I quit. 80 years in broadcasting, I'm out.
I mean, I don't have a problem with people who just want to wear costumes and stuff and go to conventions and whatever, but if they're wearing diapers under there and pooping and like getting boners because they're doing that, I draw the line at that point.
Yeah.
That's where
it's
I draw the
line. It's too much. I mean, I don't want to hear diapers, pooping, and boners in the same sentence. And
no.
I feel like it's too far. It's just too much.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, I think when you go for a poop, your body is saying, let's get rid of this. It's no good. We don't need it anymore. And your brain sort of says, yep, I agree. There's nothing sexual
it's
about
a
this.
Full, it's a full consensus from the whole body.
The whole body decides
everyone's being
together.
Consulted. The brain.
Yeah.
Everyone's
the
on
anus.
Board. No, everyone's
no,
on board
no,
with
no one is disagreeing
no
with that.
No veto, nothing. We're getting rid of this waste. We're not going to get horny because of this waste or anything. We're just getting rid of it. And that's that.
No, the dick has been contacted. He's like, I'm not
interested. The dick
interested.
Is like, you know
I'm
what? I've got no investment
not
in that,
our department.
That whatsoever.
We're out.
Get
it's
rid.
It's very close to our department.
It's close.
In fact,
it's, yeah,
if it's
we,
brown,
we share the same building,
flush
but
it down.
We have no contact on a daily basis.
Yeah, we don't agree with what those guys are doing on the other
sometimes
side.
Sometimes we do our work at the same time. It's related, but it's not attacked.
It's mutually
you know,
beneficial.
It can happen
separately.
It's definitely.
Like having computer geeks in the same building. You know, they help fix our PCs, but we don't let them anywhere near the content.
Yeah.
You know, they're not allowed anywhere near the YouTube channel.
So, do you guys watch any ASMR, or have you ever?
Only unintentionally.
Any? Unintentionally, okay. Do we know if there's any ASMR that revolves around like an adult wearing a crinkly diaper?
I'm sure there
crinkling.
Is.
And the sound of the crinkling.
100%.
It triggers your ASMR.
So I'm going to look for ASMR and nappies.
Can you not do that?
Shut it down.
I don't know
Sam.
Whose computer this is.
Sam?
Well,
shut it down.
Fortunately, the second biggest stream on Twitch right now just so happens to be that exact
ASMR.
Poopy, poop Mr. All Poopy right. Diaper 69.
Oh my god. Oh no. It's got 150,000 views. Mommy roleplay, babied before bed, personal attention, diaper crinkles, hair brushing, ASMR changing your diaper. ASMR changing your diaper. Fucking get a grip.
I don't know.
Stop.
Yeah, stop doing that.
God, what's wrong with people? Oh wait, Kat's got a video down here with diapers.
Be careful.
He has. Thanks. He hasn't.
He hasn't.
He does. It's not the crinkling of the diaper for his though. It's the sound of his tongue licking the inside of the diaper.
Oh my God!
What? 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 That would work for some people, I'm sure. No.
Yeah. Well. Nah. Jesus
Christ! Ruined this.
Be digging.
You guys want to restart? Get the music back on. Ready?
Take two.
Okay, here we go. Welcome back to the Triforce podcast. Can you guys hear that? I guess you can't. You have to do it on yours.
I know how it goes. I've heard it enough times. Let's have a reboot. Okay, new conversation topic.
Let's take a topic from chat.
Oh, yeah. Okay, chat, hit us with the topic. No diapers. Pooping, boners from pooping, no ASMR. We've covered it all already, so it has to be something new. Warhammer? Anybody? No.
No.
I give literally minus 10 fucks about Warhammer.
Minus 10.
BlizzCon.
Did
None
you go
of us
to
went
BlizzCon?
To. Bl- no, I didn't go.
No, I didn't go this year. No.
It was a bit of a mess this year. I'm glad I didn't actually.
You're listing regular topics.
We
need fresh material.
We need Hentai. Brand new stuff.
Yeah, we need some brand. Somebody hit us with something that's just going to blow us away.
Yeah,
Boyd.
That's what I'm thinking about
I noticed
ASMR.
That neither of you are wearing an ugly Christmas jumper. Why is that?
It's back at the hotel.
Okay,
I didn't want to waste.
I've got one.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste.
I've got like three. I bought all Christmas jumpers.
So you've got three to go?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're here a week.
Yeah, so I figured let's stagger it. You know,
okay.
Yeah.
I've got loads of spare ones, man.
That's all right.
I might borrow. I detest going outside, so I didn't prepare at all. I didn't get anything.
So it's not that you have an aversion to ugly Christmas jumpers?
No.
You're wearing
like,
a Christmas jumper.
I'll wear anything. I don't mind, but...
Also, mine is not ugly. I have a really, really good one.
I need a haircut. I haven't had a haircut in a while.
We can
probably
sort
shave
you out.
More.
We can look after you.
I'm just, you know, I'm letting go.
You're a hard-working dad.
I'm letting go. I'm just, you know... complacent.
You're streaming very complacent. Like 12 hours a day. What could you do? It's like, you know, you haven't got time to go and get a haircut. Yeah. It's tough. It's like
true, yeah. There's no time to get a haircut.
You could practice last hitting in Dota. That's something you could do.
I could do, yeah.
That would improve all of our games if we got better at last hitting.
You should have someone come around and haircut you live. Do you know what I mean? And like give you a shave and stuff.
Now that would be something we could talk about, the awkward conversations that you have with your barber. Because they're always super awkward, aren't they?
Small talk. You're from different worlds.
They start off I think that barbers and hairdressers
are... So you going anywhere nice on holiday?
Yeah, well, that's what they say. And then you're like, yeah, I went to Africa. And they're like, you never guess where I went. And then you have to listen about their fucking vacation
to Mallorca.
However long it takes for you to get your hair cut.
Really drunk.
And you're like, well, I went somewhere better than that, actually. Let's talk about that. But no, you have to talk about their stupid vacation.
Surely they'd be telling everyone about their stupid vacation, right? And they'd be sick of telling people about this.
No, they're not, though. Like, they're so proud of the fact they went on one vacation. It's like, yeah, okay, what are you, 12? Like, you've been on vacation once in your life? You fucking have to tell everybody about it? Like, I heard the same conversation while I was waiting to get my hair cut. And then I get into the chair.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Fuck.
You were sat there, you're waiting, listening. Why didn't you just tell them I've heard this story? Did you not have any questions for them about it? Like,
because I'm not like you with your personal trainer. I don't want to rock the boat too much.
I see. Yeah,
I don't
want to get in and get that haircut.
So I just like grin and bear it. You know, just get through it. And I figure, you know, this will be done in like 15 minutes and then I can just carry on with my life. I don't need to like pick a fight with this person or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, when was the last time you went for...
Yeah, let's pick a good topic, eh?
Well, you can go get a beard trim.
No.
Come on. Point.
No,
what about
I've got
like
clippers?
A manicure or a pedicure?
You can go to like one of those guys that do you like an old fashioned.
They'll do me
thing,
like
you know?
A what?
They'll do like the old fashioned thing. With
oh
the,
no, no! With I never clean knife. Shave. I haven't been clean shaven in years.
So do you ever think about toupees? Because they're the new thing, right?
Toupees.
Can we get some Photoshop work done on PFLAX?
Let's have a look at some hairstyles that I could.
If he wasn't like such an egg.
Let's get some good hairstyles that I could have. If you need me to pose with my headset off.
I think like people would know, right? But I think you could just own it.
I think you could. I think you would really suit a Billy Ray.
Let me get you some hair.
You know what? I think
I think a Billy Ray would.
I don't think people would even notice. It's not like people constantly reference the fact that I've got a big shiny dome egg head.
David Bowie's hair in Labyrinth.
It is a constant streaming egg.
It's a literal reference constantly. Yeah. No, look, there's even an egg emote from my channel.
But hang on, let's just think about it. I don't expect you to go like full young person hair. I mean, surely you should have like middle-aged man hair, like, you know, balding a bit.
Why would you do that?
I think you should go from... Just
completely bald to nearly
bad
bald.
Straight to. Like,
I think he wears a wig, but who would wear such a wig?
Exactly.
It must be real.
It must be
real.
Like George Costanza mid season Seinfeld.
Got that one. Yeah, that was
you know?
Good.
Like, that's what you
I
need.
I like that.
That's a good shout.
Like,
that's
definitely
shout.
Halfway there.
That's a good shout.
It's like, it's definitely like, it's retreating. The retreat is a full-on retreat.
It's a route.
Why don't we talk? What's YouTube Rewind? Why is everybody saying YouTube?
I don't know. I've seen lots of memes about it. I haven't watched the
extra. YouTube Rewind is their idea of the greatest hits of YouTube over the last year. So it's almost like, imagine, you know, you make a channel trailer. If YouTube made a YouTube trailer, it would be like all the cool stuff that's happened, all the funniest, best moments.
Right.
YouTube.
Is it absolutely hilarious?
No, it's trash.
People are saying it's terrible.
But they usually, I think it's bespoke. I don't think it's like clips of stuff that's happened. I think it's like originally made. So they get all the big creators, they pay them about 100 grand each, and they get them to like record some garbage for like 10 seconds, and they clip it all together.
That's nuts.
And
so why aren't I in YouTube Rewind? Good question. Why the fuck am I not in YouTube Rewind? Over the past year, I had some real standout moments.
What did you? How many uploads did you do in 2018?
Zero.
Zero. Not a single. Not even on Sips Live.
Oh, on Sips Live, yeah. Well, I guess on Sips Live. What about when we played? What was that game? Kingdom Come Deliverance. And we had the sex scene. That should have been on YouTube Rewind.
Yeah.
Sips reacts to bear tits in a video game.
And is terrified of being banned on Twitch.
See, that could have been in there, no?
Well, I mean, there's not. It was not a Twitch rewind, is it?
I think if I was going to go for it, I'd go for such a ridiculous wig that people would think, all right, he just doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care if people know he's wearing a wig or not. I wouldn't try and hide it.
No, I think.
What about an Elvis wig? I think you'd suit an Elvis wig.
Maybe. Actually. I think the only way you could do it is if you had it burned into your scalp so that you couldn't remove it. And you said to people, technically, it is attached to my body. Doesn't that count as hair?
I see. Right. So it's literally sewn on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like Elvis, you're talking just like greasy, like the Fonz kind of.
Yeah.
Big
like Ross. From,
leather jacket.
From
like
Friends
Ross
hair,
Geller.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like. You've got to be careful. You certainly don't want to wear any hats because the Himmler thing is a big deal, you know? You know, you don't want to be...
Yeah, the Himmler thing, that's just too close for comfort.
Yeah.
It is really...
Watch the rewind.
Close.
How long is the rewind, chat?
We ain't going to watch the...
We can't watch a rewind. That's not...
Kidding me?
Yeah.
We could watch it, but if it's long and stupid, I don't want to watch it.
If it's like a minute long, we could watch it. If it's 10 minutes...
8 minutes long.
Fuck off.
8 minutes long of what?
Well, you know how much we're worth? 8 minutes. Yeah, we're never going to get that time back.
I ain't giving YouTube that kind of free exposure.
No, hell no.
That up-and-coming young
hell
company.
Hell no.
Well, they are going to pay us. Let's get it on. Oh, no, honestly.
Wait, are they going to actually pay us to watch this?
If they paid us, I'd do it, but I ain't going to watch it otherwise.
Of course they're not going to pay us.
I mean, I love money, so.
We love money.
If YouTube donates $100,000 right now, we'll watch it.
BBC trending. YouTube Rewind 2018 becomes the site's second most disliked video. Is it really that bad?
Wait, so which is the most disliked video?
Who are all those people on the front?
It's one of mine, isn't it?
So it didn't include some of the biggest people for a start.
PewDiePie, I'd guess.
PewDiePie wasn't in it. Neither was Logan Paul or Shane Dawson. Are they big deals?
Who's Shane Dawson?
List of YouTubers that should have been in YouTube Rewind. PewDiePie, T-Series, Shane Dawson, KSI, Logan and Jake Paul, Comedy Shorts Gamer, Joe Weller, Colleen Ballinger, Joe Sugg, and Lewis Brindley. And so many more.
Doesn't actually say
so
that.
So you weren't on there either, Lewis. What the hell? You're like the king of YouTube. Well, at least that's what I told my son anyway.
It's yeah, I don't know, like it's different audience though, right? This is a whole, it's like, do you know what I mean? This is like the equivalent of Neighbours or EastEnders,
right?
Well, we're not interested, but a lot of people like it.
Right.
Okay? We don't have to be involved in this crap. It's a different side of the YouTube
and watch it.
And I don't think we should be mad about people enjoying that
shitty
crap.
Terrible things.
A little bit like the furries, okay? People are welcome to put their nappies on and do the crinkling.
I think I'm also welcome to judge the shit out of them.
So hang on, it's the second most disliked video. What is the top?
That's what I was saying. What's the most disliked?
Because
video?
I think the Diablo Immortal trailer was up there too, wasn't it?
Baby by Justin Bieber is the most disliked video on YouTube.
So this has 7 million dislikes, the YouTube Rewind thing. It starts off with Will Smith.
Why is Will Smith doing that?
Wow.
All right, the Justin Bieber
Will
one.
Will Smith is the opposite of YouTube, right? The whole YouTube is
you
about
think
amateurs.
Any of those, right. Do you think any of those YouTubers got to meet Will Smith?
I don't think so. I think they paid Will Smith hundreds of thousands of pounds to be in the first 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, I'm Will Smith. I've got nothing to do with YouTube, but my son sometimes looks at it on his iPhone.
And I sure do like money.
So
it's 9.7 million dislikes on Justin Bieber's Baby featuring Ludacris.
Watch it. Why are we watching it though, chat? What is the?
It's just terrible. I think they want us to watch it.
The hard on for watching it because you guys know that none of us watch this
Ninja's
stuff in the first
in it,
place,
guys. Ninja, he's in it.
Ninja's in. Wait, he's a Twitch streamer though.
But
right?
He's got a YouTube channel.
Oh,
that's like 20 million subs. Whoa. Because of just how big.
Oh,
he
because
on
he
it.
Got because of how big he was on.
Yeah.
Have they got that lad in that is the most financially successful YouTuber this year? Made $16 million. He's 7 years old.
Whoa!
He does toy reviews.
Holy crap!
That was my son. He just turned 7. Does toy reviews on YouTube. A little channel called what's the name of the channel?
Well, just I forgot.
It's got to be an American.
Jog
right?
My memory, would you?
Ethan Plays or something very American like that, right?
I was also,
Ethan's
you know that song.
Toy.
I hesitate to sing it because it'll get stuck in your head. The one about the baby shark. Everyone knows.
Yeah. Well, Hat Films did a version, didn't they, for their on their music stream this year?
What?
Of Baby Shark.
Of Baby Shark?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think they did one.
Nice.
So what's this? Baby Shark Dance Compilations, the Baby Shark Challenge, Happy New Year. It's live now.
What about that song? Have you ever heard that one?
It's a live streaming Baby Shark.
Oh, Baby Shark.
24/7.
Right now.
Go.
It's just.
Open it
this
up.
This is what we are. This is what the internet is now. It's just live streaming Baby Shark 24/7. Which would you, if you were a furry?
This is a reach for my imagination, but go on.
Be a shark?
I don't think so, because what are they called again, Lewis?
If you were what,
furries.
I see.
How much fur does a shark have?
But they're scalies, though, remember?
Oh, scalies? Is that a thing?
Have you heard of them?
I don't think
has anybody?
That is a thing. They're a real thing. Scalies, look it up. They're like furries, but they dress up as like
I think some sharks do have fur.
Yeah, reptiles.
Oh, my.
I think there is a shark.
God, it's real.
It is real.
Shark hair.
And there's other ones, too. There's like sharks. Featheries, I think, of people who dress up as like birds or whatever.
So is there a fishy?
A fishy
shark.
Nope. When I Google it, it just says fishy
maybe
vagina
feathery.
Smell.
Maybe
that was the autocomplete. Fishy
hair.
Vagina smell.
That was the first
sharks with
was
hair.
That just automatic filling in?
There that auto filled it. Yeah.
That's because Xylus.
Xylus was here. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, was like, okay.
All right.
Normal?
Listen, Steve, do me a big favor, okay? On the screen right now, we
the
need
stuff
to
that
see.
We normally get cut.
we need to see a browser window with a Google image search. Okay, and the term that you're searching for is sharks with hair. Okay,
right. I see. Wow.
Now there are some sharks here with not only hair but funny
other things,
funny human teeth as well.
What
this
is
this guy
this?
Has a badger on his head.
So this is terrifying.
This
here,
is
really?
Like this is like out of Red Dead Redemption 2 here. Look.
Oh, I see. That's what your character hats. Looks like.
You got Trump's hair here. You got this. Dolphin with Trump's hair, I think. This guy's got a shark shaved into the back of his head. That's kind of cool.
Do you know what? Trump's hair does look a bit like a sort of sea creature. It looks like an animal, doesn't it?
A little.
It's bizarre.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then it sort of drops off a bit, and it's like nothing
doesn't
to
make
do
any
with sharks
anymore.
With hair at all anymore. But the top results are pretty damn good, like this one here. Nice.
But I feel like if people were born as an animal, okay, and they really believe strongly that they were an animal, okay. Surely it could just apply to anything at that point.
If right? I told you that I was a bowling ball,
yeah,
and I'd been born that way, and as soon as I could talk, and they'd say, "Who's a pretty baby?" and you go, "Bowling ball."
What?
Do you think the parents would go, "Well, our son's a bowling ball," or do you think they would say, "We should seek help"?
I mean, are you talking
child?
About you right now? Because
not because
are...
I specifically resemble
right.
one.
You do, though.
I do a little bit. I mean, please don't drill three holes in my head.
You know,
but
if
someone says
like
I'm a bowling ball, or I'm a, I don't know, I'm an iPod or
bowling
whatever.
Bowling pin.
Yeah, anything, a bowling pin or any other bowling-related apparatus. I'd say you diagnose him with some kind of condition. You wouldn't say, "Well, we've got to respect his choice. Our son is a bowling ball." You'd say, "No, we've got to do something about this. Take him bowling. He'll see he's not."
That's what he wants. That's what he wants.
He
wants to be launched down the alley
bowling.
By his parents.
Maybe he's really good.
Ooh. Ooh.
You got a strike, son.
Hey! Now, that was only a spare, son. You're going to have to go down again.
Why are we looking up feathery?
Because I think featheries are, I don't know, there was a, another thing, isn't there? If you're interested in being a bird or whatever.
Fuck,
like
even
feathers.
Saying the word baby shark song means it's stuck in my head. God.
Baby shark.
Damn it.
There's another one that my kids listen to all the time. I think they changed the, like, baby shark, they change the lyrics to sometimes too, right? It's
they,
like one
they,
of those
there's
songs.
There's multiple versions.
There's this one that my kids listen to,
it's
and
the
it's
same.
So annoying. It goes like, I think it's like, I think the one they listen to is Snowflake. It might be Snowflake. I can never like quite hear it, but it goes, "Snowflake, snowflake, nah, snowflake." And it just goes on like that forever. It never stops. Like they have like the 10-hour edition of this, and it goes on and on and
yeah,
on and on.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
There is a live channel right now playing that nonstop, and you can just tune it right the fuck in. It's like
oh, and yes, Papa as well. Fuck, that's a really, really
it's like
one.
How oh. people just want to feel like niches, okay? So, for example, a new live stream platform will go and someone will just throw up on there an automatic like thing. They've got like a, it's like Bitcoin mining, right? So imagine like instead of Bitcoin mining, you had like a rack of like 200 computers and you were like, okay, this one's just going to stream Baby Shark on Twitch all fucking day. And, you know, that's going to have like 400 people watching it all day.
What's the Snowflake?
And then it's
chat?
Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like the name of
it's like Bitcoin
you're right.
mining.
You're just Shitcoin. Hoovering up Shitcoin. These people.
The Chip Muffin coin. Song.
That's what it is.
I don't think it's the Muffin Song.
The Muffin Song. Fucking.
No, I don't think it is.
Jesus. Do you see, it's, people are filling those gaps though, right? Because some people do want to watch that. People want to watch...
It's called Little Snowflake.
Little Snowflake.
Put it on right now, Lewis. Little Snowflake.
Little Snowflake. Little
you guys have to hear Snowflake. This. It's so really fucking annoying.
Do we really want to play this right now?
Yeah,
just
on.
Hear it. I want to see what's up.
Is it this?
Yeah, probably.
Super simple songs, Little Snowflake. It might be copywritten.
It's all right. Just cut it. Lewis loves cutting stuff out of this podcast.
Million
anyway.
Views.
Cut it out after. It's fine.
250 million views, guys.
Mate, for... Baby Shark's got 2 billion.
Has it?
Okay, chat, you ready?
This is going to be the new one.
Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
Okay, turn it off. I can't handle it.
All right.
It's too much.
Is it triggering you?
Yeah, it really is, actually. Like, yeah. Have you heard that one before, Flack?
No, dude. No more!
It hurts.
I'm so sorry.
It hurts a lot.
What?
Listen, it hurts parents more because we have to listen
snowflake,
to this shit for years.
Little snowflake. It just goes, it fucking never stops.
Oh my God.
You managed to last literally less than 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, it just triggers fucking, me so hard.
Is this a problem with like, is this, do you think this is why some parents just go mad?
And like, I think this is why some parents say, here's the fucking iPad. I'm going to put the 10-hour Baby Shark mix on. Please just shut up. And right. Sometimes you just need peace.
Right.
And it's a terrible thing to do, but does I'm sure it, like, it's better than locking them in the understairs cupboard or whatever.
You can see this, like, I've seen these things before where it's like, you know, like being the president, okay?
It's back, I can hear it.
It's not like being the president.
Can you hear this?
It's not happening. I can't hear it. Can you hear it in your ears?
Yes.
It's Steve piping it through to you as a fucking control. Steve, he's going red. Don't stop it. Look at this. This is actually causing
the rage
serious
is
mental
boiling
alarm.
Up.
Jesus Christ. So, like, the thing is, like, you see these things. Like, I saw George Bush, you know, before president. Like,
Which one?
Like, on the day he was elected.
Yeah. George, he looked all young and
young,
fresh.
Young full of energy.
Yeah.
And then on the day he, like, left office, like, 8 years later.
He was gray and dead.
Like, and the same thing with Obama. He was, like, young and, like, and he just looked, like, pale and like haggard, you know, because I think it's
and then there's John Major,
thing, right?
Who entered office gray and dead and left
it's a breeze.
Office
I think it's a lot of work.
It's a breeze. You got to sit on Twitter all day, watch the telly, eat 8 hamburgers and do fuck all.
Well, sure, yeah. Maybe you should be it.
That's like, what I know about it.
But like, I'm just saying, like I don't know whether it's the same with Trump, because I think he doesn't do fuck all. But from what I've read on Reddit, Trump has taken less hours and played more golf than any other president.
Than any other man in history.
But maybe he needs it. Maybe it's too much. Maybe it's too much to do, you know? Maybe. Like,
I mean, can you imagine if at the end of the presidency, he will look exactly the same?
I'd love it.
Exactly the same.
Well, yeah. Donald Trump already looks like different to when he first started, though, right?
No, I think he looks the same.
I think it's
he's more
like,
orange now. He was always a little bit orange.
Just imagine getting elected and being like, okay, Mr.
Even
President.
More orange.
So here's all the alien stuff.
All the stuff we now have to tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And here, by the way, is the button to start a nuclear war and end the world. And there's going to be people trying to kill you 24/7. Like, we have to treat every single time you leave the White House as like a military operation. We have to have a RPG-proof car. Motorcades. They'll have Secret Service men with Uzis tucked down their pants constantly.
Wait, I don't think the Secret Service use Uzis.
Well, whatever they use, I don't know what they use. P90s or whatever.
Who even uses an Uzi apart from like
a gangster in the 90s?
No, but like honestly, like what is the Uzi used for?
I don't think
outside of like
who Uzi the Uzi? Who Uzi the Uzi?
No, but like what's
a floozy Uzi the Uzi? Tom Cruise Uzi the
Tom
Uzi.
Tom Cruise. Wait, but did anyone ever use an Uzi?
Yeah,
like,
they
in
were
the
really
military
popular.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, the Israeli. Defense Force used Uzis. They were good for urban fighting, as I understand it. The Secret Service used to use a lot of people that needed them.
The Secret Service used Uzis?
Get on target. Yeah, yeah. And when Ronald Reagan was shot, you can see a lad in the background with an Uzi straight away.
You have to be so close to get the spray with those things, though. Like, you can't be at distance and hit anything.
Have you shot an Uzi?
Yeah, in TTT many times.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
he should have had an AWP. Who noob?
Fucking noobs.
Learned to no-scope.
Yeah. Fucking 360.
Dude closing on the president. No 360. Well. Three, the 180 no-e. Bang! Oh, good shot.
Yeah. Just give one to Trump. Just why not? Like, you
there know. Is no Uzi in TTT. It's Orb is traitor only. Good point. Uzi. These are all good points, these nerds.
Not true. So, no, like, man, this is what happens in the Trifles podcast. It just sort of goes a bit... Off
This is stuff. Where, this is the point in the podcast that Lewis would say, cut out. We'll cut all this.
Yeah.
No, this is
where
the part
we all
where
have
say,
nothing left
like,
to say. And
okay,
then.
Let's find a new conversation topic, and then we'll launch into that as if it were just natural.
Do you know what I was actually listening, because Mrs. F listens to the podcast, as I've said before.
Yeah. Right?
She's catching up. So she was listening to one the other day.
Now you have to say that thing as you said before, because if you don't say that, you don't acknowledge that you've said it before, and you make it, and then everyone's like, "You've said this before," and
exactly.
It makes you sound like you have.
We're so well trained on this podcast.
We know
Lewis has yelled at us so many times for things like that. So
but I noticed the conversation was a little tighter in the cut than it had been. I remember thinking, "Shit, I'm sure I spent like 3 minutes googling something, and we were just chatting." Lewis was like, "Cut that."
Well, actually, we only recorded the last of it for 50 minutes, and I said to Tom, dude, you need to cut this down because it was full of crap, and ended up being like 48 minutes or something. And I was like,
that's
Jesus
Tom
Christ,
knows gold.
Like 2 minutes.
Another thing that Lewis doesn't like us doing is saying the date as well. We're never allowed to say the date.
You're allowed to say the date. I don't have a problem with that.
He does.
He does have a problem with the date.
What?
Every time we say the date, you got to cut the date out. What if we want to put this up like a month later or something? People think we recorded it a month earlier.
We never do that because we talk about stuff in the news and local news topics, like what's going on.
But you always say, of course, by the time you hear this, you know, obviously this will be happening a week away.
This will be it. This will be completely different now. Everyone will be bored about the Sentinelese or whatever. What happened to that? See, that didn't get carried on. You know, no one's heard from them lately, have they? They haven't been kicking up in the news.
Yeah.
Any fuss?
Well, fucking 50 minutes of fame there, Sentinel.
You know, I heard this morning, I heard that a British tourist was killed. Murdered
yes.
in New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, they haven't found the body though, right?
The Prime Minister of New Zealand apologized.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Her.
She said,
good for her.
You should be able to come here and be safe. We're sorry.
Sorry.
That's nice. But that also, honestly, nice, the fact that the Prime Minister can take the time to comment on a murder in the country and apologize, like internationally.
That's great, isn't it?
That goes to show what a chill place New Zealand must be. It's a tragedy. It's a tragic story.
Well, they obviously want tourism and they rely on tourism. So
everybody relies on
well, no, New Zealand
tourism.
More so than anything else, though, because they worked very, very hard to ensure that the Hobbit movies were
You know
made
who
in
doesn't
New
rely
Zealand.
On tourism, though?
And they gave them massive
North
tax
Korea.
Breaks.
That's true.
They get like 5 a year.
That's true.
So
that's a good point.
It's thank God mention. You're here to throw a helpful bit of advice.
Should I just chime in there?
Oh, by the way, guys, North Korea's a shithole. Yeah. No one goes there.
Do you know what good they point. Don't? North Korea, they don't need tourism. They're doing just fine without it,
yeah.
aren't they?
Yeah, well, they got other stuff. They got bigger
they got
fish
loads
to fry.
Of things
they
going
don't need
on.
Tourism.
Yeah.
Is that how they get by? They have a giant fish that they fry?
That's it, yeah.
Wow. They got other fish to fry.
Yeah, everybody gets a bite.
What kind of fish are they frying over in North Korea?
Oh, you know, they...
Is it worth visiting to find out?
Swampy O'Mahony crawdads. They have shrimps out there and... Pickering pickerels and
Pickering pickerels.
My fish knowledge is
he
at an
sounds
end.
Sounds like MP for like the local constituency. Vote for Pickering pickerels. We all have change, positive change. Brexit. Yeah.
He would have to be a UKIP minister with a name
quad.
Like Pickering pickerels.
Yeah,
UKIP.
He'd be like fucking Sir.
A big
Sir Pickering Lord. Pickerels of the Somerset pickerels.
A little Pissington on the Wold. Yes, very fucking fun.
Ronnie Pickering. Who's Ronnie Pickering?
Oh, you remember Ronnie Pickering?
Ronnie,
you remember
Pickering.
Him?
Ronnie fucking Pickering.
Ronnie fucking Pickering. He was the guy who fucking
shouted
used to
a
be
cyclist,
a boxer
right?
and
shouted
like just shouted at someone out of his car or whatever.
Right,
remember?
Ronnie Pickering.
Yeah, do you remember
the name
him?
Rings a bell, but
do you know who I am? I'm Ronnie
I'm
fucking
Ronnie
Pickering.
Pickering. Who? Ronnie fucking Pickering. I've never heard of you. Should I have heard of you? He was like had an argument with a cyclist.
No one's heard.
Oh, I think I saw that. That was like kind of recent. They showed that footage.
Yeah, like two,
right? Like
two or three years ago. Yeah.
The most watched video on YouTube.
Is it?
Right.
Third most disliked.
Trillion views
behind.
Fuck's sake!
It's just slightly less disliked than the YouTube rewind.
Wait, what is legitimately the highest viewed video on YouTube? Is it still
Gangnam?
Gangnam Style.
Maybe.
I would guess.
Old site.
YouTube.
That's
video.
Really interesting. I watched a thing about like Korea and how they've like geared up to like create viral stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Like they've built their culture as sort of an export thing. So whereas New Zealand are like, okay, let's get people in to visit our lovely Hobbit land.
It's Baby by Justin Bieber.
Korea are like, let's manufacture crazy music and crazy TV shows. Snowflake is most little snowflake.
Yeah, it's Despacito might be.
Despacito. What is that?
Get out.
Despacito.
This is how we do it in Puerto Rico. That one?
Yeah.
Motherfuck.
You too. Why
is that the most viewed?
5.7 billion views.
In a world where trollololol exists, how is that the highest viewed? It's crazy.
It's multi-language.
It's all music.
You've heard about this T-Series stuff, right?
T-Series?
You heard about T-Series?
T-Series, no.
So it's going to overtake PewDiePie as the biggest channel
on YouTube.
T-Series.
Is it about...
Tea?
No, nothing to do with tea.
Today we talk about English breakfast tea with a slight flaking of feces from my butt.
We got a special guest. Will Smith is here. We paid him $100,000. He'll do anything for money. So he's coming in and he's just going to fucking be here for 5 seconds and then he's going to leave just to try and get some. Because the only way YouTube is going to promote our video is if we have a legitimized pro celebrity.
He must cost a fortune, eh? Like, we could get him on here and it would be like, all right, we're really happy to announce our next guest, Will Smith! Everybody goes crazy then. Hey guys, all right, well anyway, so on to the next segment without Will Smith in it, because we get like each word probably costs like $1 million or whatever, so
Ninja,
of course I'm only worth $2 million.
Ninja
so,
charges like a huge amount, like something like...
But did when Drake went on to his live stream, did Drake have to pay to go on there?
I don't think so, no, I think it was the other way around.
Because it was like, you know, the promo and stuff?
You know, maybe he did, yeah.
Yeah, maybe Ninja's like... Drake, what the fuck, like
$50,000 an hour.
Give me some money to come on my live stream, for Christ's sake.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
So T-Series is music from India.
Like, so it's like an Indian channel. Yeah. And basically, I think the way it works, I don't know, citation needed, is that when you sign up to a new account in India, it pops up, would you like to subscribe to these channels automatically? And if you press OK, it puts you in. And I think at one point on YouTube, they had that in Europe as well. Like when you made a new YouTube account, it gave you like this list of recommended channels. It might still do it. And you can auto sign up to these ones.
Right.
T-Series, I think, is an auto sign up in India.
That's a big boon for them.
And as a result, it's rapidly approaching to be bigger than PewDiePie. And so,
but what kind of stuff is on their channel?
It's just music
from
just
India,
just like Bollywood.
Bollywood music. Right.
One of my favorite things about the music, that a lot of the pop music is in India is they've got like a modern beat and dancing and sort of dress and accoutrement, but the dancing is still very traditional, and the song, you can still instantly identify it as being from India. Like, it makes me laugh. I think it's kind of
iconic.
I find maybe this is just me being like a bit ignorant. Well, it is going to be me being really ignorant. So
pretty par for the course.
I find a lot of Indian music very whiny, personally.
Right.
Lots of whining.
Right.
You know, it's like, and stuff like that.
But they have a different tonal system.
I don't
they?
Go
like
for
their notes are different, I believe.
I just
but
don't
their,
go for
their
that.
Musical structure is different.
Yeah. Do you think what? So like the men, even the men singing is a bit whiny, like meh.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I get it. But it's like an instrument. Like they do have like the sitar and stuff. They sort of, that's part of it.
Well, I'm not racist. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like it's like a little bit. I guess like Flack said, they have a different tonal system or whatever. But like,
it's definitely like instrumental. It's a style, right? It's like a style.
You know,
like,
give me like Nickelback any day. I like that raspy, like, that kind of,
you want
a singer that's not like, and stuff like that.
Do you think you are stuck back in the day of music that you love? Because you see it with older people that they always listen to music from when they were 20.
Say for the record, don't give me Nickelback, but
Nickelback is,
you know what I mean,
possibly the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
my favorite Nickelback video.
My
favorite Nickelback moment and video is the one where he's on stage. And I think they were in Portugal or Brazil, and the crowd is really losing their mind. And he's going, he says that thing that these guys say, we want to play a rock and roll show for all of you guys. So if you could stop throwing stuff, who wants to hear a rock and roll show? And this bubble just comes spinning out of the crowd and bonks right in the head. And he just goes, good night, and leaves. I was like, that was a great shot. You know, the guy was like, fuck you, Nickelback.
Oh, my God. Everybody in the crowd must have just been celebrating that guy's aim.
Oh, it's so great. It was the best shot.
Yeah.
That's just like Twitch chat, though. Do you know what I mean? I think I feel like even if Twitch chat wanted to see Nickelback, they would still fucking throw bottles.
Yeah, that was Twitch chat in a concert crowd.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But he said, anyway, who? We want to play a rock and roll show. And I'm like, instantly bottle this lad. Like, no one says that.
Yeah.
No one that actually plays.
We
want to
play a
roll.
Really intense rock and roll show. So could everybody please find your seats and sit down nicely and be quiet, please, so that I can concentrate on my rock and roll?
Stop jumping up and down.
But these singers confuse, like, that people like their music with them liking them. Like, that people don't like the individual personalities of rock and roll band members. Well, it doesn't hurt, but it's different. You know, if you like someone's music, it doesn't mean you like them.
I don't know. I think people really like people
like
that they like.
Them and their music.
Look at a lot of pop stars. People love the pop star as much as they love the music.
I think it's different. It's not. It doesn't it's not necessarily a tattoo.
People dress like them.
You know what?
Act like them.
Britney Spears just had her birthday. She's a year younger than me. I think I look better. I'm just going to say it.
I'd say your hair's better.
I think I look better.
Yeah, I think you've aged better.
I think I've aged better than Britney Spears.
Put it out there.
You didn't see me hit me baby one more time back in the day, but who's
done a lot less
now?
Drugs.
That's true, yeah. Maybe. I've had a less dramatic life for sure, probably, but still.
Well, I think...
I never thought I'd hear you comparing your life to Britney Spears.
Chat?
But
Chat agrees.
So, I mean... When you'll get to like David Attenborough's age, okay, you're going to be like 90.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'll be able to like bash out an entire 12-hour stream in like an hour with a pint of milk? Because I mean, it's like,
easy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like rather than doing like taking ages because you're an amateur now, right? But after 60 years of doing this more.
Man, he probably does nature documentaries in his sleep now. Like he probably doesn't even need to think about it. He probably just like turns up and like somebody says like, okay, David, do it. And then he just does a 20-minute monologue without even thinking of it. He's like,
the poor creatures.
Anybody have any more milk?
Trapped in this. Give me a pint of milk and I'll tell you a little tale.
Let's do a documentary on cows, shall we? They make lovely, lovely milk. And he's just there squirting it into his mouth like Luke.
Now, this cow is actually a man in a suit.
Delicious.
If you push aside the nappy underneath, you could get at his udder.
I love milk so much that I'm sucking on his penis.
Give it a little tug, and it will inflate in size, making it the perfect shape for your mouth, almost as if it were designed for it.
God.
Oh, fuck. Poor David.
Now, this kind of milk is very rare and exclusive, and really does get your throat really lubed up, so you can do voiceovers all day long.
I don't think you want to have exclusive man milk. You want yours to be widely widely available, surely.
Pasteurized. I want mine pasteurized every time.
Pasteurized.
That's a facial then.
Yeah.
Right.
Pasteurized. Get it? All right.
Pasteurized. Wow, that was the one you needed to explain.
Bad joke.
See, this is normally where we would end the podcast.
I think Lewis's
recovery from a joke like that would be, all right, well, I think it's time to wrap up the podcast.
I think that is time to wrap up the podcast.
What are we going
to
do?
Thank you, everyone. That was the Travels Podcast Christmas special live here on Twitch TV and hopefully also live.
By the way, this is the first time we've done one of these with all three of us in the room.
Really?
Yeah, because every other time we've had an unexpected guest, right? We had Duncan one time.
We've had to, do you know what? We've had to beat them off with a stick.
We literally.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We had some very, very interesting emails from some people who were trying to bully their way onto this. We had to keep it tight. So I hope you guys appreciate it.
Kept it real for you at home.
Terps, you do know who you are, right?
Yeah, he knows who he is. Thank you, everyone.